Thank you. Well, thank you, Undersecretary Norley, for this great announcement. $7.2 million is a lot of money to a company like Premier Communications. And we have, we've invested heavily over the last 10 years, but projects like this are so beneficial to companies like ours who really do have the desire to serve in these rural areas. So being that we didn't do it when you said it, I would like to applaud $7.2 million from the FDA. So we appreciate the partnership of USDA to work with carriers like Premier who serve rural America with future-proof fiber networks. You can count on Premier to utilize this grant to build a gig-capable network to every customer that we serve. And with the assistance of this grant, it will allow us to complete construction and begin transitioning customers as soon as the end of next year. So we will put this money to work immediately, once of course the frost is out. And but again, customers will be in seeing the benefit late next year. So again, we thank you very, very much. Our next speaker is Iowa Governor Reynolds. And as Iowa's 43rd governor, Kim Reynolds is determined to make sure that Iowa's success is every Iowan's success. Whether it's preparing Iowans for cutting edge careers, fighting for education, improving mental health and mental health resources, or empowering Iowa's rural communities. Governor Reynolds' priorities are making a difference in all four corners of the state. A native of Charles City, St. Charles. A native of St. Charles, Iowa, Governor Reynolds has a long record of public service as Clark County Treasurer, a state senator, and lieutenant governor. And in 2018, she had the honor of becoming Iowa's first woman elected governor. She's traveled the world telling Iowa's story, and as you heard, she just recently came back from Japan yesterday. I asked her this morning what time she woke up this morning. She said 1:30. So that's not quite a good clock yet, but we are so glad that she is here. So please join me in welcoming Governor Reynolds.
Thank you. Well, it is great to be here, and when Doug invited me to participate in this, I said, oh, I'm on a trade mission to Japan, but if I get back in time, I definitely want to be there and be a part of this celebration. But I didn't realize I was coming in the night before, so even though I did Thursday twice yesterday, and I woke up in the middle of the night, there was nothing that was going to prevent me unless it was delayed in Chicago, which we talked about could be a real possibility for those who have traveled through Chicago. But I want to tell you, we're here to celebrate broadband connectivity and the impact that that has on rural Iowa. But we did have a successful trade mission in Japan, and there is a lot of opportunity for our products, for beef and pork and ethanol. And once we get this first phase of the U.S.-Japan trade agreement finalized, I think after 4 months they'll come back together and work on a comprehensive trade mission. But I was telling the Van Driessen family earlier, I can't even express to you how humbling and what an honor it is to represent the people of the state and the producers. Because when I say, I'm Kim Reynolds, I'm the governor of Iowa, you see this instant recognition and just like a light goes on, because we are known worldwide for our safe, reliable, quality products. And when we're talking about food and feeding the world, to have that kind of a brand and reputation is amazing. So to the producers out there and our farmers, thank you for what you do every single day to feed and fuel this amazing world. You know, it is great to be back in Northwest Iowa today for this really exciting and important announcement. And I want to join everyone here in the room in welcoming a good friend, and that is Undersecretary Bill Norley back home. I can tell you, we have no better champion for Iowa farmers and for rural America in Washington, D.C. than Bill. And we're always happy to welcome you back home and to see you, but we are even happier when he comes home with an announcement like today. So we love it. So you just keep coming back, and we're going to keep doing our part, and we're going to keep celebrating and seeing great things happen in the state of Iowa. So I want to thank the USDA. I want to thank Undersecretary Northeast Secretary Perdue and the Trump administration for the priority that they placed on rural broadband, high-speed internet access, and ensuring that rural America is connected by really incentivizing private capital investment and driving robust public-private partnerships. So in addition to all that work that USDA does day in and day out for farmers and our farm economy, its work in rural development is improving our communities and the quality of life for Iowans. And our two outstanding U.S. Senators, Senator Ernst and Senator Grassley, have also put a focus on supporting that rural development work as well. I just want to recognize Doug and the folks at Premier Communications for their innovative, can-do attitude. I tell you, anytime you sit down with him or the family, what are we talking about? How can we get connectivity to rural Iowa? And what can we do to work together to make that happen? So to the board, he is on task without fail. And I love it. That's the kind of individuals that we love working with because we know that it can make a difference. But, you know, just that attitude to bring to connecting all of rural Iowa's and is so, so important. I think the grant today is really a testament to the great work of Premier Communications here in Northwest Iowa. And I want you to know that it's one of my top priorities as governor, and really it's an economic development strategy to position Iowa to lead, succeed, and thrive in the information economy. But you can't succeed if you're not connected to that information superhighway or able to access it at emerging speed. So as you heard Bill kind of talk about, from bringing classrooms to the cutting edge careers that are available in Iowa, to the farmer who's checking crop conditions, to small businesses processing a credit card payment, to being able to sell our products around the world. This is a small world in which we live in, and you ought to be able to start a business and promote that product no matter where you live. And connectivity should be the expectation no matter where you live. And that's why today's announcement is so important. It will help us build out that critical infrastructure that communities like Haywarden need to support high-tech jobs and quality education, the limitless opportunities that connectivity brings. We're here at the Van Driessen Farm to highlight the importance of broadband connectivity and high speed to the future of agriculture, which, like so many sectors, is increasingly data-driven. So who would have thought that there'd be a day when the combine needed to have Wi-Fi and they drive themselves. It's incredible to see what's happening. So I actually got to participate in combining corn one day. I love my job, by the way. I get to do things like that. I mean, how incredible is that? But we didn't have to worry about anything. We were actually talking about cover crops and all that they do, all the conservation practices, the price, the markets, because the combine was driving itself. So it was incredible. Or that a barn would need to have cutting edge fiber connectivity as well. We used to think of critical infrastructure as roads and bridges and bricks and mortar, but today it's fiber optics, broadband technology, and speed. And the state has a role to play in this too. And that's why, through the Governor's Empower Rural Iowa Initiative, that, by the way, is led by Haywarden's own Lieutenant Governor Adam Gray, who is pretty jealous that I'm here today and he's not either. So just to rub it in, by the way, I took a picture with the administration at Haywarden, and I'm sending it to him as soon as I get in the car. So we like to have a good time joking back and forth. But we've made significant investments in rural broadband to support local providers, local governments in really improving services to underserved consumers and businesses and farms and education and public safety and healthcare, and the list goes on and on. So this year, working with our legislature, thank you very much for your commitment to that, We invested $5 million. I think, you know, that's going to be out the door, and we're going to have a wait list. So I'm coming back next year, and I know I've got some legislators who support this very much, but we plan on asking to put some more money into it next year so we can continue to see the scale, the good work that's being done here. So just like it was with rural electrification and telephone services, the goal of broadband coverage in rural Iowa and really all of rural America should be universal coverage. And today's generous grant from the Trump administration and USDA, matched by the incredible investment from Premier Communications, will take us that much closer to that goal. So thank you, Undersecretary Norty, for being here. And thank you, Doug, and Premier Communications for your service to Northwest Iowa. We are there in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Last week we had the Tri-State Regional Governors, so Christy and Pete and I, we realized that we're also better together as a region. And when we build out this region, we're all successful. So I'm coming back and I'm upping my percentages because you guys are so competitive in South Dakota. But you all win when you've got governors that are competing. So anyway, thank you so much, and I'm happy to be here and be a part of this great celebration. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Governor Reynolds. And again, I just have really appreciated working with